when a psychologist or psychiatrist testifies during a defendant's competency hearing, the psychologist or psychiatrist shall wear a cone-shaped hat that is not less than 2 feet tall. The surface of the hat shall be imprinted with stars and lightning bolts. Additionally, the psychologist or psychiatrist shall be required to don a white beard that is not less than 18 inches in length, and shall punctuate crucial elements of his testimony by stabbing in the air with a wand. Whenever the psychologist or psychiatrist provides expert testimony regarding a defendant's competency, the bailiff shall contemporaneously dim the courtroom lights and administer 2 strikes to a Chinese gong. The bill actually passed in the New Mexico State Senate, although fortunately for New Mexico's psychiatric community, it never became law. But our favorite part about the example is the fact that only 2 New Mexico state senators were voted out of office in the following election. So it seems that the people of New Mexico thought so much of the representatives who passed this bill that they reelected them.
So what does that say then about democracy?
Well, you know, it's interesting because democracy is full of bad ideas, bad policies, politicians who do some pretty silly things. But what's amazing about it is, despite that, democracy works really well at providing good outcomes for its citizens. People in democracies are healthier, wealthier, live longer. They have better educations, better sanitation, freedoms, everything, really, which is sort of remarkable given the fact that the average voter knows very little about the policies and the average politician is doing things like putting psychiatrists and psychologists in wizard's hats.
You know, you look at this approach to democracy with a psychological eye to it. And there are a number of factors, psychological, either subtle or sometimes overt, that play a part in the democratic process. What are those?
Well, you know, people make decisions about who to vote for. They have to learn about the policies. They have to remember those policies. And everything that we know in psychology about how people learn, how they remember, and how they make decisions plays a role in political decision making, as well as all of the things we study in the lab. Of course, there's way too much information in the world for any individual to possibly use it all effectively. So we take mental shortcuts. And what we're doing in this book is we're pointing out how those mental shortcuts can systematically break down and lead to some very strange decisions that get made, which, you know, everybody knows this in a sense. Everybody has that crazy uncle who sends those crazy emails and thinks, wow, okay, this is, you know, working so well. But at the same time, democracy works. And it's this weird paradox because our minds are not designed to be able to make the sorts of decisions that democracy makes us make. And yet we still do a pretty good job as societies at creating functioning societies when we're in democracies.
One of the things that you look at in the book, which reminds me of psychological tests that people like people who look like them or reflect them in some way. And you actually took images of our former governor, Charlie Crist, and his Democratic opponent, Jim Davis, who were running for governor in Florida in 2006, and then blended those images with some random samples. Tell me about what you were trying to uncover there.
Well, to be fair, that study wasn't actually done by me. That was done by a fellow named Jeremy Bailenson. We just described the study, and what they did is they morphed faces of participants in the study with those of politicians and then looked to see how those participants responded to the politicians who looked a little bit more like them. The difference was so subtle that none of the participants even recognized that elements of their own face had been morphed into a politician's face. And yet they liked the politician much more and expressed much greater willingness to vote for that politician. You know, as far as I know, no politicians are currently sending personalized morphed photos to voters in a hope to improve their evaluations. But it does go to show that things that, you know, whether a politician looks like me or not, that doesn't actually change how qualified the politician is. It doesn't say anything about their policies. It doesn't say anything about their integrity, anything about their ideas, but very superficial things like whether they have similar facial features to myself or friends of mine can actually change whether or not I'm willing to vote for them.